Two people and their dog were rescued by the Coast Guard yesterday in Aka Bay. The group were in an 18-foot skiff that ran aground on Coghlan Island and then called a friend by phone. The Coast Guard then dispatched a 25-foot response boat, which arrived on scene, picked up the unidentified dog and two people, and transported them back to Aka Bay Harbor area. No injuries were reported in that case. The special prosecutor who investigated the botched case against the late Senator Ted Stevens is not recommending criminal charges against any of the Justice Department attorneys who tried him despite finding widespread misconduct. The findings in the 2.5-year investigation by Washington lawyer Henry F. Schulke III were revealed today in an order from U.S. District Court Judge Emmett Sullivan. Sullivan wrote that the investigation found that the Stevens prosecution was permeated by the prosecutor's concealment of evidence they collected that could have helped the senator's defense. The full report remains under seal until the Justice Department has a chance to respond, but Sullivan says he will release it publicly. A former U.S. Senate aide who falsely reported his own catch will now be sentenced in February. Arnie Fugelvog's sentencing in U.S. District Court was previously scheduled for last Friday. Judge H. Russell Holland on Thursday approved the latest delay proposed earlier last week by Fugelvog's attorney Jeffrey Feldman. The hearing that had been scheduled Friday had already been postponed to December 7th because Feldman had a scheduling conflict last week. The latest continuance moves it to February 7th, according to electronic court records. Fugelvog pled guilty in August to one count of violating the Federal Lacey Act for falsifying catch records of sable fish intended for interstate commerce. The Petersburg fisherman had worked as a fisheries aide for Senator Lisa Murkowski from 2006 until July of this year. He resigned the day before the charges became public and details of a plea agreement were released. Fugelvog broke the commercial fishing laws before he took the job for Murkowski. Under the plea agreement, he is to be sentenced to 10 months in prison and a $50,000 fine. He'll also be required to give $100,000 to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. The nonprofit was created by Congress in 1984 and directs public conservation funds to preservation and restoration projects for wildlife, species, and habitats. The Fairbanks Borough Assembly has voted to allocate up to $25,000 to support a lawsuit challenging the proposed Alaska redistricting plan. The litigants are two local men who are two Fairbanks men who are suing to get the redistricting plan overturned. The borough officially dropped out of the case last month, but the subsequent election of two new assembly members resulted in the idea of financially supporting the case. The motion to spend the money passed on a vote of 5-4. The case is set for trial in January. At least 12 years in prison for a Juneau man convicted of sexually abusing his own child during weekend visitations. 28-year-old Jesse Aaron Cohen was sentenced earlier this month. Cohen was originally indicted in April for 40 counts of second-degree sexual abuse of a minor, changed his plea back in September, and was sentenced on 2 counts, with the other 38 being dismissed. All of the charges listed in court documents referred to abuse between July of last year and March of this year, when Cohen's now 8-year-old child spent the weekend or participated in another visitation as part of a custody agreement. 15 years in prison for the first count with 5 years suspended, 10 years in prison for the second count with 5 years suspended. The terms for both charges concurrent and cumulative with each other, 15 years of probation also for Cohen. The former school clerk accused of embezzling nearly $75,000 from the Anchorage School District has been arraigned. Brenda Berg did not enter a plea during an initial appearance in court on Friday. Berg was ordered held on $15,000 bail. Berg was fired from the Chugiak High School in March after school officials reported that money was missing and Anchorage police began investigating. She was arrested on Thursday. Berg is accused of taking nearly $75,000 in activity fees and other student payments that she was responsible for taking to the district's accounting office. Detective Anthony Pate says in court documents that Berg told police that she began taking the money after getting hurt at work, a period of apparent hardship in her life. Court records did not show an attorney for her yet. Alaska's unemployment rate has been lower than the nation's for exactly 3 years. For decades, the state's rate was at least 1 to 2 percentage points higher than the rest of the country, but that began to change in October of 2008. Now in the third year, labor economist Neil Friedz calls it a remarkable story.
It's not an Alaskan story. It's more of a national story about how tough that job market and how high that unemployment rate is and has stayed. You know, in 2008, in October, was the first time our unemployment rate fell below the nation's ever, and then has stayed there now for three straight years.
In October, 7.4% of Alaskans were without jobs, compared to 9% nationwide. The state's rate for October of last year was 7.9%, while the U.S. rate was 9.7%. Unemployment in Juneau was 5% last month, up slightly from September, and due to the loss of seasonal jobs. A master's degree program in business administration will end at the University of Alaska Southeast. School of Management Interim Dean John Blanchard says the program has seen a decline in enrollment and does not have the critical mass needed to continue. He says the MBA program needs at least 25 students to run efficiently. The program catered to working professionals and was done by distance learning. University of Alaska Fairbanks and University of Alaska Anchorage offer MBA programs on campus. Blanchard says seven master's candidates who enrolled this year will be the last MBA class at the campus here in Juneau. A research station at the University of Alaska Fairbanks has been awarded $16 million in federal money. The National Science Foundation award will go to support research of the North American Arctic for 5 years at Tulik Field Station. The station is in the northern foothills of the Brooks Range, about 370 miles north of Fairbanks. UAF says the number of scientists using the facility has grown significantly since it opened in 1975. In 2010, the research station hosted 569 people from 68 different universities and research institutions working on 61 different projects. A Canadian professor is the new director of the Juneau Icefield Research Program. University of Alberta Associate Professor Jeffrey Cavanaugh has been chosen to replace Interim Director Jay Fleischer. The program is an 8-week summer field camp for students to learn about ice and climate research. Participants are being sought now for this summer's program. The nonprofit Foundation for Glacier and Environmental Research supports the Juneau program, run for decades by Maynard Miller, formerly of the University of Idaho. With nearly 8 feet of snow at the top of the Ptarmigan Lift and 3 feet at the base, the Eagle Crest Ski Area opens on Friday, and that's a week earlier than planned. The city-owned ski area has far more snow than usual for November. General Manager Matt Lillard says the snow has been a mix of the heavy wet stuff that makes a good base and also the lighter, drier snow.
And the snow has been of excellent quality, so we're working with our groomers and mountain operations team. They're packing down as much as we can and moving it around and really setting up the base for a fantastic year.
As groomers continue to work the snow, details of Friday's opening will be announced later this week. Lillard expects Porcupine, Hooter, and Ptarmigan chairlifts to be operating on the first day. The rental and repair shops will be open. The cafeteria will have a limited menu, and some ski and snowboard instruction will be available. The Eagle Crest Snow Bus will not be running this weekend, but will start December 3rd. According to archived KTOO stories, the last time Eagle Crest opened on Thanksgiving weekend was November of 2003. Because of the recent glitch at the Eagle Crest website, season passes can be purchased at preseason prices through November 27th. And you thought it was cold over the weekend? Well, cold weather in Fairbanks is making for busy cash registers at stores that sell warm clothes there. The sales floor supervisor at Big Ray's, J.R. Merritt, says that his store has been very busy, matching the flurry of shoppers who come in when the first snow falls. The temperature dropped to 35 degrees below zero in Fairbanks on Wednesday and hit that mark for 3 more days. Amanda York shopped Saturday for boots and a coat. University of Alaska Fairbanks student says she needed to replace clothing that was warm only to minus 15. The National Weather Service says temperatures of 35 below for 4 consecutive days had never occurred so early in the winter.